Are we supposed to care? Woke millionaires Meghan and Harry lambasted it as out of touch. By Kurt Zindelka on March 8, 2021. Meghan, Duchess of Sussex, and her husband Prince Harry have been criticized for tone-deaf complaints about how tough their millionaire lifestyles have been, expressed in an interview with billionaire Oprah Winfrey. Prince Harry, who has frequently caught headlines for that signature woke hypocrisy, flying on private jets to attend change conferences, complained that he was reduced to signing multi-million production deals with Spotify and Netflix after the royal family literally cut me off financially. The grandson of Queen Elizabeth II, who decided to renounce his royal duties and start a new life in Hollywood, went on to complain that he has also been forced to pay for his own security detail, rather than it being footed by the British taxpayer as it was when he was performing a role in the constitutional and public life of the UK royal family. Reacting to the shock interview, former Fox News host Megyn Kelly told Good Morning Britain that Prince Harry appeared distraught that he was only left with the millions inherited from his mother, the late Princess Diana. "So you're telling the American public, the British public right now, we're supposed to feel sorry for you because you had to find a way to pay for your own security when you haven't had to pay for a dime of your own life so far?" Kelly said. Of Megyn, Kelly went on to say that this is the person who had Clooney and Oprah at her wedding even though she didn't even know them and then covered herself in blood diamonds from the Saudi prince. "So like spare us that you're not into any of the grandeur." British political commentator and free speech campaigner Emma Webb said on talk radio, "Both of them be quite thin-skinned and desperate to find any way to interpret the facts to believe that they're a victim despite being given absolutely everything and every possible privilege. They really seem to be completely out of touch and I don't think this is going to play very well with the public at all," she added. The tone-deaf complaints come from the woke couple come amid widespread economic devastation wreaking havoc among the working class in both Britain and the United States as a result of draconian lockdown measures during the Chinese coronavirus crisis. The wayward prince is said to have accumulated some $40 million in total from his family, reportedly receiving a multi-million inheritance from his great-grandmother, the Queen Mother, which is reported to have included her jewel collection. The Duchess, for her part, earned an estimated $50,000 per episode of the American legal drama Suits, which she starred in prior to marrying into the royal family. According to Forbes, Meghan earned some $2 million after taxes from her Hollywood career. The couple has also benefited massively from the British taxpayers, with their wedding costing the British public some £32 million, most of which was spent on policing and security. In the wake of stepping back from their official duties as working royal roles, the couple has cashed in heavily on the royal family brand, inking a production deal with streaming giant Netflix for an estimated $140 million. The pair later signed a deal with Spotify to produce a podcast, believed to have netted the two around $25 million. Following their move to America, Harry and Meghan have since bought a home in Monticello in the lush Santa Barbara area at a price of $14.65 million for the 7.4-acre property. Their celebrity neighbors are said to include Tom Cruise, Oprah Winfrey, Ellen DeGeneres, with Gwyneth Paltrow and Ariana Grande also nearby. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.